This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Captain John Reagan is with us. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. I just want to let you know that we also want to buy 12 tubs, not tubes, but tubs, of 16-ounce grease, Valvoline brand. It was on clearance. And we said, okay, let's get 12 of them. Well, they had to be accumulated from multiple stores. Multiple stores. I'm talking about a chain store that sells automotive products. Multiple stores had to combine their inventory to get us 12 16-ounce tubs of grease. And we also wanted to buy about 24 oil filters for different applications. They would fit different pieces of equipment, 24 of them. A name brand you would absolutely recognize. It took several days to accumulate them, and we wiped out the inventory of several stores, like four or five stores, because we wanted 24 oil filters. So I just want to tell you, these are the good days. And the supply chain is way thinner than you think it is. If you don't believe me, go to Aldi. Go to Aldi, the discount food store, and check out their aisles. And what you'll see is they are becoming a Chinese factory outlet with trinkets, non-food trinkets. Because what are they going to do with the space? Because they can't get enough inventory. We have heard that. We're not supposed to have heard that, but we've heard that they're having difficulty getting the items that they want to stock the shelves with. So my advice to you is do whatever you think is necessary in a situation where you have learned from us right here at USA Prepares that the supply chain is thin. Captain John Reagan, what's your advice and counsel in this current situation? Where don't we think things are going to get worse? Don't we think these are the best days? Tomorrow's going to be worse?
It's going to be an event like we have never seen in human history. We've never experienced this much debt. We have never had this many promises, and of course the Democratic field is promising even more free stuff. It's going to be quite the wake-up call. I think it was last time I showed the Treasury report where even they are projecting that within 4 years that the government will need to borrow money just to pay interest on the debt before anything else that government does. And the sad part is that's probably not even what's going to cause the next recession. And I didn't include the article on this, but one of the major banks is saying that the straw that breaks the camel's back is going to be corporate debt. And I do have an article on debt, and you can see where that's standing. It may not seem as bad compared to some of the other debt, but and I think I've talked about this before too, zombie corporations. I went ahead and looked that up over the break. And in March, there was a CNN article, 13% of the world's companies are zombies. Now, these are companies that have been in business. They're established companies, not new companies. And this March report, which came out of Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, 13% of corporations in advanced economies did not make enough money to cover their interest payments. That is not good. You can only survive for a very limited amount of time that way, because the people you owe money to will demand payment, demand bankruptcy, or demand to take over the company. All kinds of interesting things can happen. And as we start seeing companies fail, and we probably won't see a lot of this, for 2 or 3 years. So it takes time for this to happen. And just watching Sears, which isn't even a critical company, what they've gone through and their decline, you'll see that with other companies as well. And we've generally talked about more of the retail product side of things. Well, there's a lot of services out there, too. And some of these get embedded in lots of companies. You get these software as a service or platform as a service that sometimes even fairly good-sized companies use. And if that company providing that service goes out of business and does so abruptly, especially, you can have highly disruptive events spread to a bunch of other companies that don't have a good backup way of providing that function within their company, which is vital to keeping their business going. And it may not be what the main product of that company is. It could just be the back office side of things. So we can't even imagine all of the events that are going to happen with this next so-called recession. I don't know if you want to comment at that part, or you want me to go on to other areas.
I'd like to comment for a second. I was thinking about what we were talking about in the first hour, and we're talking about actual cash value. We bought a bed 40 years ago, and it's a rope bed from before the Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression, the war between the states. And so it's an antique. It's a bona fide antique, and under the mattress, which would probably be a bag of straw, would be suspended with rope between the rails. Well, I modified it carefully so it could be a rope bed again, but I modified it so we could use a current production mattress of 30 years ago or so, and it works fine. But that bed, if you wanted to buy it today, my mom refinished it, would probably be $400, $500, $600, $700. But if you look at what we paid for it, let's say $40, and you depreciate it, it'd be worth nothing today. So back to that insurance problem that you're talking about, the replacement cost would be hundreds of dollars, but the actual cash value would be nothing. So you might be in a huge fight with your insurance company about this kind of a dilemma. And that's a dilemma that I see as a real dilemma. And so, John, I did a quick check. What is hay selling for? So it's junk hay. I mean, there's some bales that you can get in our area for $45. And it says treated for weeds. Treated for weeds. Now, what would that mean? That would mean Roundup, right? Roundup sprayed on the fields. So who wants hay that's treated for weeds? You can get that for $45. But if you want real hay, top quality hay, the kind that we grow, that is now being sold right this minute on Craigslist for $100 to $105 right now in the field. That means you pick it up. Now, in the winter, when there are shortages, we're easily looking at $150 for that same $100 and $105 hay. I just wanted to share that with the class. That's what's going to happen. Mark my words. That's what's going to happen. Hay is going to go way up. And that means that beef is going to go up. And anything else that eats hay is going to go up. and other grasses, and corn and wheat and rice and so forth because of the flooding and the nonstop rain. And I was hoping to be able to bale hay today. Nope, can't do it. It's going to rain. That means 3 more days of probably no baling hay. And the hay is getting, the grass is getting worse and worse and worse, and it's past its prime. The nutrition is down. And I don't even know if the hay, the horses and cows can even chew this anymore. It's going to be tough. It's going to be all stems. Just want to share that.
Let me continue with, since we're kind of into the financial areas, go ahead and do the financial and miscellaneous section that's on my list for today. And up on the first and financial deficit, up and away, U.S. government spending is now hit a record for the month of May, $208 billion, which is up from $147 billion recorded last May. Now, I typically don't look at budget deficits because budget deficits don't matter. It's the amount of debt. However, starting in March, we are now back under a debt ceiling and no new debt is being issued, which is another one of those wonderful events we get to look to upcoming this fall when there will be a great fight between the democratically controlled House, the Republican controlled Senate, and the President over how they're going to raise the debt ceiling and the associated legislation they're going to try and throw in with that as well, because they have no choice. They have to raise the debt until things crash, because if they didn't, everything would come to a screeching halt. I've reported before there's another Treasury link that shows debt to the penny. But that right now is useless. This article has a link to the monthly Treasury reports, specifically in this case, the one for May. So if you are interested in at least keeping track of budget deficits, which is the bulk of the addition in debt, this is the place to come. We're going to be a little bit surprised when we get the new ceiling as to exactly what the new debt level will be. I've also got a link, recession ahead, and there are a number of mainstream sources, banks, hedge funds, investment gurus that are now all saying within the next 12 to 24 months, and it probably won't even take that long, we're looking at a recession. This article has a number of charts that show where we are and how the economy has reacted in recessions past. And you see a lot of rhyming, so they say. And consider that we've now tied for the longest expansion on record. Next month will be a record. And this expansion is getting old.
Yeah. So the question, John, is for most people who are in debt, what do they do? What do they do if they're in debt? Would you care to comment on that when we come back?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, if you'd like to follow along with us in class today. Captain John Reagan, so for those in debt, what do we do?
Well, I just love these short questions that truly deserve long answers, but the basically the way to look at it, if we were going to experience a grid-down situation, then debt doesn't matter. However,
well, that's exactly why I'm asking, because I believe that that will be the case. I believe that we'll be in a grid down supply chain situation where there'll be chaos.
I don't think we're going to see the grid down until at the end. In fact, when I wrote my book, I thought that, you know, these situations that we have lead to war, and I still believe that will happen, just that's more on the tail end of things. And especially the more I learned about prophecy, I don't believe we're going to see the grid down side at the front end. You will see it at the back end, but there's going to be years we have to live through in between there. And having to live through that, and keep in mind we're going to be in that increasing dominating society. In China, it's being done by the state. Here in the Western world and the United States, it's being done by corporations where not only do you have your credit score, you have a social credit score. And that's you know, part of what's being used to censor not just conservatives, but anybody that does not agree with the Ministry of Truth's position on things, which you know, includes things like vaccinations. It's going to be more and more controlling of our lives, not just our pocketbooks, but the debt itself. You know, if you can get out of debt, that would be ideal. And if you start having problems, you may need to seek legal advice sooner rather than later, because you can easily find yourself in a position where you are too broke to go bankrupt. And that may sound funny to people that haven't been there, but unless you have the money to pay the attorney, you won't be able to do your bankruptcy. And if you're not under bankruptcy, then you start getting attacked by the vultures, because the companies will sell the debt that you've defaulted on. And those vultures that buy this debt for pennies on the dollar, you end up with the fees and the penalties owing two or three times what you used to owe at a time when you couldn't afford that. So the best thing you can do is get out of debt, because you don't know if your income is going to be there. This happened during the Great Depression, not so much with the debt side, but to the income side. Men lost their jobs and could not find work anywhere. And even if you've got Social Security and can manage on that, and we've talked about this in the second article under miscellaneous, when Social Security cuts happen, once the so-called trust funds have been exhausted, they're already saying that you're going to see a more than 20% cut to Social Security. And this article talks about the impact on several of the states. In fact, the top 10 hardest hit, just from the billions of dollars of Social Security that will not be going to that state anymore. And of course, people on Social Security taking that 20% cut is going to be tough. And I honestly believe that rather than 2036, which I think is the latest time frame, might be 2033 anyway, it's still more than a decade out on that, according to their projections. With this next recession, you're going to have a double or triple whammy I'll talk about when we get back from the break.
Okay. If you'd like to read up, class, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. You'll see it right there on page one. We'll be right back with Captain John Reagan.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100, or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon has released video evidence to support its claim that Iran was responsible for attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman yesterday. The military says the video shows an Iranian Navy boat with its personnel removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of those tankers.
Retired Navy Admiral and NATO Supreme Allied Commander James Stavridis says he's concerned about this escalation in tensions.
I've spent half my life in the Gulf of Oman and in and out of that Strait of Hormuz. This is a difficult, challenging set of circumstances. We are on a collision course. I'm worried.
He was speaking on NBC News. In case you went to bed early and missed it, the Toronto Raptors beat Golden State 114-110 in Game 6 of the championship series to win the series 4-2. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan, you mentioned the next recession. Now, please continue.
Well, technically, Social Security cannot go bankrupt. As long as there are workers, they are collecting taxes, and that is what is used to pay whoever the current recipients are. And that is the limit once the trust funds are exhausted. We're already seeing a lot of people, millions of them, taking early Social Security at 62 because they don't have any other choice for income, and I'm one of those people. With this next recession, you're probably going to see even more people without an income that are going to apply for early Social Security or maybe even regular, depending on where they are in their life cycle. That's going to put further drainage on the Social Security program. With this next recession, you're going to have millions of job cuts. That's going to mean less taxes going in, which will drain the trust fund quicker. And what can really set this off is those trust funds is, in that lie where the government says they only have so much debt owned by the public, which is true. However, these trust funds are listed as intergovernmental debt. But in order to pay money out of the trust fund, they have to change that into regular government debt owned by the public. And if we get to the point where people are no longer willing to finance the government, not only do they not get to expand the debt to pay for normal operations, they also would not be able to convert those special treasury notes into real debt to get dollars to pay Social Security. So we can see that 20% cut can become something larger, maybe even 50%, depending on how bad the unemployment situation is, and happen a whole lot sooner than the 2030s. And just so I don't run out of time here, I want to talk about the debt everywhere link and what really got me here. It's a nice article to peruse. Talks about government debt, household debt, corporate debt. And what shocked me was the household debt. In the United States, in 2018, that was up to $15.3 trillion. The Eurozone had actually decreased from 2008 to 2018 from $78 trillion to just under $77 trillion. But I found that astonishing because that is about five times what the U.S. debt is. And the Eurozone only has a population about 12 million more than the United States. So they are quite heavily in debt themselves. And when there's when there's lesser income, higher costs, higher interest rates, it starts getting very interesting very quick. And I also threw in under miscellaneous reality denial, which we see a lot of that is, and unfortunately, it's not just on what we consider the left with their refusing to see the results of what they've done. But this comes from the Encyclopedia of Mental Disorders, and denial is when you, like I said, it's deny reality and regardless of all the evidence, and this is real evidence, not fake evidence like climate science saying, human-generated carbon dioxide is the reason we've got global warming. But, it's a shame we can't use this to have a test for people running for Congress or teaching our children that if they suffer from reality denial, they don't get to have that position. So I'll stop at this point, let you comment, and we'll probably be spending the rest of the show on glyphosate.
John Reagan, when I was growing up, I was probably around 10 years old. My dad took me to the bank, the local bank in our hamlet, lived in a small town. And he opened a savings account for me, introduced me to the branch manager of the bank, and taught me how to save money. So when I cut lawns, I would get, a dollar here, a dollar there, $4. And when we went past the bank, I would deposit it, and I could watch that passbook. I literally had a paper passbook, and I could watch the numbers get bigger and bigger and bigger. And my dad told me that the plan is he would start it for me, and he put $5 in it, and then the rest was up to me. And he would encourage me from time to time to make deposits. And he said, now, when you have enough money, then you can buy, you know, those things that you want to buy, because you've saved the money to do that. And so that's been instilled in me from 10 years old. And that's the way I operate. I don't look at new cars, you know, and say, wow, there's a really nice truck. It's got lots of features. And for only $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, I could get one. But for only $800 a month, you know, I could have this really nice new tool. It doesn't occur to me to do that because I don't have the money for it. And I can't justify it. But if I can't pay cash for it, I don't do it. So I drive old jalopies, and our farm equipment is old. It's all paid for. But I'm thinking about what the stress must be like to have to run fast enough to earn enough to keep these bankers off my back. That's got to be a killer for most people. What do you think, John?
Yeah, when you start getting the collection calls from, you know, each one of the credit cards, it gets to be, you know, extremely stressful. Mm-hmm. And with all the job losses I've had, I've been on the receiving end of that, so I know exactly what it's like. But, you know, you're talking about the passbook savings account. People don't really have that option anymore because it's, you don't get ahead. Back then in the 60s, you know, 5.25% interest rate on a passbook account was considered bad. That was a low rate.
And that's what I got,
today,
5.25%.
Today, you're lucky if you get a percent or two from your bank, which means you're losing value of your money just from inflation. And then from what gain and interest you do have, you have to pay taxes on that as well. So you have to get into some very risky investments just to try to get ahead. And it's, we could probably spend hours talking about all the ways that came into being. But, we're already seeing Great Depression, tactics being done. You know, it used to be during the Depression, you know, you'd have people, you know, selling apples or pencils or something. Today we call it the gig economy. People are going out walking dogs or making deliveries, and the only one that actually makes any kind of money is the, you know, renting out part of your home, and that's being cracked down on in a lot of places too. And none of it brings in a lot of money. So we're already there, and these are the good times. So just imagine what it's going to be like when reality hits, which goes back to the denial we just talked about.
There was a lady who, actually I thought she was family for years when I was very, very young. My grandparents during the Depression rented out a room in their home to this single lady. And, I knew her for years, and I really thought she was a member of the family, but she was just someone renting a room. She was very kind and, you know, did the dishes. I mean, she was like a member of the family, except she wasn't related. And that's what people did during the Depression. If they had extra rooms, they rented them out, and everybody kind of won. But there was more trust back then, I think. You wouldn't have someone likely to be renting a room to steal from you. That didn't happen as often. I'm sure it did happen, but I'm sure there was hell to pay if it did. But that's what happened in my grandparents' house. And what you're saying is we're seeing that now, but now we have rules against that. So now if you have your own home, you can't necessarily rent out without government permission to rent out. And then they want a piece of the action. They want their fair share for doing nothing other than threatening you, right? It's wrong. It's wrong.
Yeah, and expect that to get worse because governments have pretty much reached the limit of what they can tax So they have to come up with new fees and penalties to get more money in.
Yeah, there's a story. The guy threw a cigarette butt out of his window. It's a lit cigarette butt. I think the fine was $525 or $575. It was one of those two numbers. And it was because it was lit. And it, really, now I don't think people should throw cigarette butts out the window. I really don't think so. But a over $500 fine for doing that is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But, you know, those things can start huge fires. No question about it. But what you said was they're running out of things to tax. And that's the kind of thing they're doing. Now, if I were a police officer, which would be really hard because I'd be pretty lonely in a police department, but I would be giving warnings and I'd probably be fired for not giving tickets. That'd be a problem. So, you're right. The governments are trying, government corporations are trying to increase revenues. And by the way, they don't sell anything. They charge you for documents, storing documents, photocopying documents, creating documents that they say you must have in order to do things. Like, let's say you want to have a business, so they charge you a license fee. Or if you want to operate your vehicle on the road, a license fee. Or if pretty much whatever you want to do, they've figured out that they can take a piece of the action and make it really difficult for you. What's next, John? Glyphosate?
One of our favorite topics. Well, let me run through the headlines in these, and then whatever time we have after that, so I'll get into some of the details. First up, glyphosate causes serious multi-generational health damage to rats. And this is research out of the Washington State University. And, this is just that toxin. I've seen articles from non-American sources where rats eating GMO corn and develop serious problems too. And get to the rest of glyphosate when we get back from the break.
Yeah, I believe some of our neighbors have succumbed to glyphosate because they didn't get it. They thought it would only kill things that they sprayed instead of themselves.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Received a link from Joey, USA Prepares instructor. It's headlined, Shock as Trump signs executive order that will end most regulations and oversight on genetically engineered food. So it looks like your government wants to remove information and prevent regulations that will stop genetically modified foods from appearing on your table. So now, the United States is a massive GMO experiment. Anything goes, according to Natural News. John Reagan, you're talking about glyphosate. That's all part of this.
Yeah, and the next article, glyphosate is causing fatty liver disease. We've talked previously how fructose also damages the liver. So they're both probably contributing factors here. This one has researchers from King's College London showing an ultra-low dose of glyphosate was damaging to the liver. The next article, there's a new lawsuit against Monsanto that Roundup is harmful to human gut health. I did not include it, but you could probably search on, bee microbiome and glyphosate. Actually, it isn't here. For University of Hawaii, glyphosate disrupts healthy gut flora and bees. And the gut microbiome is responsible for so much of our health, which is the next article I put in there. It's linked to mood and mental health. So when you destroy the gut microbiome, it affects your brain and emotional feeling. And there's just a new article from McCullough this week. Glyphosate use rises, and you need to be careful how to test for it. And he gets into a lot of facts on it. I could probably easily spend 20 or 30 minutes just discussing this article. And he gets down to even just testing yourself what your level of glyphosate is problematic. And he lists the company that he recommends for having that done by. So I know we don't have much time left. Is there any particular part of this you wanted to bring out?
Well, I know that when I talk about Senator Roy Blunt, U.S. Senator from Missouri, Mr. Monsanto, as I refer to him, because he took large contributions to protect Monsanto from being sued, but that's not working so well for him. Whenever I mention his name in relation to Monsanto and glyphosate, the trolls come out of their government offices and attack me. It's unbelievable. They talk about what a great man he is and how honorable he is. And here's a guy who sold out the entire planet with glyphosate. So I just wanted to let you know that there is a link between the trolls, what we say, and government employees. I think these guys are working on the job, being paid to attack us, and they're being paid to listen to us because they know that we are exposing the great fraud, the big lies, and the deception relating to glyphosate. That was my comment.
And there's a list here, research from 2007, glyphosate being associated with DNA damage, 2015, where combination with aluminum induced pineal gland pathology, gut dysbiosis, neurological diseases such as autism, depression, dementia, anxiety, and Parkinson's. And we last time I was on with you, we talked about how when you start mixing toxins that you get increased effects. Glyphosate inhibits pituitary release of thyroid-stimulating hormone, which can lead to hypothyroidism. It chelates important minerals, including iron, cobalt, and manganese. It impacts serotonin transport by killing beneficial gut bacteria. And without serotonin, you don't get melatonin, which can induce sleep problems. It interferes with P450 enzymes, which interferes with the activation of vitamin D in the liver and the creation of both nitric oxide and cholesterol sulfate. And, so even if you're properly supplementing your vitamin D level, glyphosate can keep you from activating it. It just, this list goes on and on and on.
So what can you do? Well, what you can do is you can invite your very favorite congressperson to a spaghetti dinner with cornbread and salad with a dressing of corn, soybean, and cottonseed oil and garlic bread made with a butter substitute. I think you ought to invite them over and say, hey, we really cooked this up because we know that you guys like this stuff. We know that you like GMO corn. We know that you like glyphosate, and we tried to put it all together for you in one happy meal. Come on down. What about that, Captain John Reagan?
Sadly, they may not even know how bad it is for them.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.